It's another Saturday morning. Well, it's not just another Saturday morning. We're in the midst of a winter storm warning. But Jack Farrell, I hope, is ensconced in someplace nice and warm. Morning, Jack.
Hi, Denny. How are you?
I made it. I made it downtown, and I guess that's all that counts.
Well, good. We have been inundated.
Yeah, we have.
I thought a good subject would be today, what's the perfect wine for a day like today with a blizzard where you're stuck at home, etc. And I came up with none other than Châteauneuf du Pape. Châteauneuf du Pape translates House of the New Pope, and it goes back to the 14th century. In 1308, the Pope they elected happened to be French, and he didn't much care for Italy. So he moved the entire church, the Catholic Church, from Rome, Italy, to Avignon, France, where he built a castle that you can go and see it today. And this wasn't just a short period of time. The actual papacy was in France, around Avignon, for over 70 years. And in that process, the papal household drank a lot of Burgundy. They were very partial to Burgundy, being French, etc. But some of the popes got a little interested in the area a little bit to the north of them, and they planted and encouraged the monasteries there to plant grapes, and this became Châteauneuf du Pape. Châteauneuf du Pape is an appellation contrôlée of France, a specific area, and it's in the southeastern portion of France. It sort of hugs along Provence there. They only make really two types of wine, Châteauneuf du Pape, red and blanc. And blanc is not too very important. It's an interesting wine, but only about 6% of the production is white wine. They've just approved a Châteauneuf du Pape rosé. I don't know. I think the jury's out on that. We'll have to see how that comes about. But the real best of the area is a Châteauneuf du Pape rouge or red. Excuse me. The wine absolutely is bursting with raspberry and plummy fruit flavors. In the aftertaste, you get a taste of kind of leather and herbs. And the big herbs of the area are sage and rosemary, along with lavender. And I think sometimes you can absolutely sense those in the Châteauneuf du Pape. At any rate, as the Pope and the papacy flourished there, so did this new wine area. And it didn't really become known as Châteauneuf du Pape until, the 1800s. Because it wasn't the new pope anymore, and the papacy was back in Rome, etc. But the Châteauneuf du Pape is a wonderful wine for a hearty time of year, in my opinion. It takes bottle age absolutely beautifully. And, you know, the French are very proud of Châteauneuf du Pape. It was the first wine area to be absolutely relegated to new regulations. In 1923, they set out the establishment and the rules for producing Châteauneuf du Pape. Because of the area, chaparralization is absolutely forbidden there. And chaparralization is simply adding sugar to boost the alcohol content of wine. So you can't have any sugar in your vineyard or in your shay where you make the wine because it's entirely illegal. And originally, Châteauneuf du Pape called for 13 different grape types. Today, those appellation rules have been eased up quite a bit, and a lot of Châteauneuf du Pape might be 100% Grenache, might be 50% Grenache. They all have Grenache in them, and quite a bit. But the other grape types, of course, are Syrah, which is very popular. And, you know, a lot of, up until the late 1800s, most of the Châteauneuf du Pape was shipped to Burgundy, where it fortified Burgundy wines because of its strength with alcohol and intense color. So they would blend a little Châteauneuf du Pape in with the other wines of Burgundy to make them bigger, stronger, and enable them to travel around. I've said before, this is not anything to do with Chateauneuf-du-Pape, but at the turn of the last century, in the 1900, the most popular wine and the most expensive wine in London was something called Hermitage Lafitte, or Lafitte Hermitage. And what that was Lafitte Rothschild that had been fortified with Hermitage, which is the northern Côte du Rhône. And that's the number one wine of the northern Côte du Rhône. Chateauneuf-du-Pape area is so big that you could put the entire northern Rhône just in the Chateauneuf-du-Pape area. However, the yield is pretty short, if you will. They produce about maybe 360, 370 gallons of wine per acre. And so that's very low. In Bordeaux, it's double that. So it gives you some idea of what the production limits are in Chateauneuf-du-Pape. The wine, of course, is something very special. And we're very, very lucky. For the past decade, Chateauneuf-du-Pape vintages have all been very, very good. Even in the year of the drought, they were able to produce some really remarkable wines, which just shows you how much the manufacture, if you will, or the production of wine can be. You can't fool around with Mother Nature, but with techniques and everything else, you can really change what could be a disaster into something very passable. Chateauneuf-du-Pape are the wines that always need decanting, in my opinion, because they open up just like a rose as they get aerated. And be sure the room temperature is only, say, 65 degrees at the very highest level. 60 to 65 is the temperature to serve Chateauneuf-du-Pape. And Chateauneuf-du-Pape ages very well. The typical Chateauneuf-du-Pape will age at least 10 years, and some, depending on the producer, vintage, and style, can go up to 30 and 40 years. It pairs beautifully with robust food. And the soil, they say, if you couldn't grow Grenache in that area, you couldn't grow anything, because the soil in Chateauneuf-du-Pape is very, very stony. In fact, you look at it and you wonder how anything can grow in all those stones. But the stones serve a very practical reason, too. They hold the heat in the summer during the day, and then at night that heat goes up and keeps the vines and helps them ripen early. So Chateauneuf-du-Pape, as I said, is a remarkable wine. I particularly like it with food at this time of year, and the fact that you're having a bottle of wine that is really robust and hearty. They are incredible wines, in my opinion, because they strive to make this a very assertive wine, but yet with the floral and fruit flavors, etc., it's very accessible. And so the climate and geography there are just wonderful for this grape type. And I'm, for one, am a really big fan of Chateauneuf-du-Pape. I particularly like it on a snowy, cold day because it warms me inside and out. And that's, I think, what you want on a snowy, cold day. As I said, the terroir there with those pebbles, they call them gaillettes. And they're as big as your fist. And you, like I say, you wonder how on earth, pardon me, how on earth you could have such wonderful wines growing in such rocky soil, but it goes very, very well. And, you know, Chateauneuf-du-Pape's prices are very reasonable, too. The most expensive Chateauneuf-du-Papes are about $130, but you can get a darn good one for under $40. And while they're expensive, they're worth it because you get such a complex wine. You know, as I said, the last 10 vintages have been extremely good. Even in the short vintage, like 12, the yields were good. and it had good ageability, etc. And there is a lot of Chateau Neuf du Pape out there that is 5 to 10 years old, so you can buy an aged wine for not a lot of money, and that's kind of important in my opinion. The only vineyard that still grows, according to that old recipe in 1923, is Chateau Beaucastle. And that is always one of the most expensive Chateau Neuf du Papes. The brothers that own the place have decided that they are not going to change and do as many of the other vineyards have done, up the Grenache or up the Syrah or lower the Syrah. And it really makes a difference because, as I said, there's always Chateau Beaucastle is always receiving all kinds of awards for its fine wine. And as I said, the white wines are interesting, but they're hard to find because they make up less than 7%, about 6% of the productions. And some of the great names in the area are hang their hat on the wonderful red varietals that they put in. Madouvre is one of them, Cinsault, and Syrah, and Grenache. But Grenache is really the principal grape type. And there's no restrictions on the amount of different grapes you can put in there. It's really just terrific because, you know, Chateau Neuf du Pape, sometimes people say, well, it's got a gamey flavor. And it really does. Chateau Neuf du Pape are excellent with game. If you're going to have, say, some venison or even venison stew, a good Chateau Neuf du Pape will make that go from just normal to absolutely sublime because the Chateau Neuf marries so well with that. And incidentally, the Chateau Neuf du Pape really gives you the winemaker's show on the things. The wines are kind of high in alcohol, usually between 13 and 15%. As a matter of fact, there's a regulation. They must be a minimum of 12.5%. And like I said, no chaptalization. So you get very ripe grapes when they harvest them, and that makes it sort of interesting. Some interesting Chateau Neuf du Papes would be Chateau Neuf du Pape Hillary. It's 2013. So it's got 7 years of bottle age on it. It happens to be a BOGO. That means you buy one, get the second one free. So it brings your cost down to about $34, $35. And it really is wonderful. And because of its relationship with the Vatican, very often, like you'll see Cuvée Vatican, which has nothing to do with the Vatican, but they call it that. And Sistine Cuvée, etc. So there's still a lot of that. In fact, if you go to Avignon, you will go to the Papal Palace, the ruins of the Papal Palace, and it was a sizable building, and it's a pretty area. You know, it's edge of Provence. You get those beautiful fields of lavender. The food is very good. The sunshine is bright, and the air is fragrant with lavender because they grow it acres and acres of lavender. Just the beautiful purple fields are really remarkable. So when you're looking out the window and seeing that snow and cold, close your eyes, open a bottle of Chateau Neuf du Pape, smell a little lavender, and I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy that cold winter day a lot more, as long as you have a glass of Chateau Neuf du Pape in hand.
Sounds marvelous, and I know exactly where to find those at Haskell's.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine, and whether it's Chateau Neuf du Pape or Prosecco or a good Cabernet Sauvignon, they're sure to put you in touch with a wine that'll help make that meal that you've prepared a real memorable event, because they'll pick the right wine. And best of all, they're going to help you pick a wine that won't cost you very much. So there's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis has free parking on both Saturday and Sunday. And there's a Haskell's in Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver.
Very good, Jack. Let's talk on a little warmer Saturday next week. What do you say?
I'm going to hope for that.
All right. Thanks very much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.